The topic for today is listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. When Daddy asked me what to preach, I said, Lord, I don't know what to say, but I know you have it all. Amen? You will give me something so I can be part of it and you also. Amen? The Bible says in Galatians 2:20, AMPC, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith, by adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Amen? We know that we are living in a world full of noise, distraction, right? Politics. Everybody is seeking for fame, power, money. So, my question is, how convinced are we to say that it is no longer I who live, but Christ living in me? Amen? Because Paul says it, we can repeat it, but you are not fully convinced, amen, that there is a divine presence in our life. So, if you are not fully convinced, it will be very difficult to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, amen? The presence of God in our life, right? We know that there is a presence in our life, but how convinced are we? Amen? So now, the Bible says that, but the one who is united and joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6, 17 AMPC. But the one who is united and joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. So we believe and we are sure, because of our faith in Christ Jesus, that we are one in Christ. Why? Because we are united to him. But it's not something that we are forcing to say, but it's something that comes from our heart, that we believe and we are sure there is a divine presence in us. When people see us, they not only see one person, but they see somebody. Amen? That we know, and we know that we are not alone. There is someone inside of us. But we have to be convinced. Amen? So, how this happen? It happened when we choose to put our faith in Christ. Amen? The day that we gave ourselves to Christ, he gave us his new nature. He gave us himself. Amen? Without any payment, because he did it for us free. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 8, we have been saved by grace. It is a gift from God. So therefore, since we have accepted what the Lord has done for us, now his spirit is dwelling in us. His spirit gives us the boldness. His spirit is the one controlling us. But some of us, we don't really understand that there is a divine presence in us. That's why sometimes there's a block in our mind. There's a block in our life. Because we don't pay attention to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So, the Lord says that those things, they won't make sense for the world. Amen? They won't make sense for the world because they are spiritual things. Spiritual things can be understood only by spiritual men. Amen? When you are talking with the world about Jesus, they can't receive it because it doesn't make sense for them. But for us, because the Spirit of God in us, we can receive Christ. And when we receive Christ, we don't just receive it and put it in our pocket, but we receive it to go further. Amen? To grow in our walk with Christ. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 verse 3, he was despised and rejected by mankind. Amen? A man of suffering, a familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Amen? So, human mind can't comprehend the spiritual things of God. Amen? So, but the Bible says also in Ephesians 3 verse 11, for this reason, because I preach that you and believing Jews are joint heirs, I, Paul, I am the prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was entrusted to me for your benefit, and that by divine revelation, the mystery was what? Made known to me. And I have already written in brief by referring to this. When you read it, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. Amen? Which in other generation was not disclosed to mankind, as it has now been revealed to his apostle. I'm sorry, it's Ephesians 3 verse 1, verse 1 to 4. By referring to this, when you read it, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generation was not disclosed to mankind, and it has not been revealed to his holy apostle and prophet by the Holy Spirit. Amen? So the only way that revelation can come to us is by the help, by revelation. Amen? By revelation. So only the Holy Spirit that God has given us can help us to understand the meaning of having a divine presence in us. Amen? The Bible says, blessed are those who believe without seeing God. God, we know God is a spirit, right? So it is impossible to just wake up and say that I believe in God. There must be something that convinces you that we know and we know there is a living God. Amen? The Bible says that we can say only Jesus is our Lord because of who? The Holy Spirit. Amen? So, but to hear this message, to hear the word of God, it requires faith, right? It requires faith. It requires to put our trust in his word, to be able to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that faith comes by what? Hearing. And the more you hear, your listening will be developed. Amen? It's like we will get there. I don't want to jump, but listening and hearing is two different things. When I'm speaking here, you might hear me, but you don't listen. Amen? Hearing is something that you keep on saying, you keep on saying. But if there's noise, as I'm talking, if there's noise right here, can you listen to what I'm saying? You have to pay attention. Amen? Listening requires focus and attention. So, I went to the dictionary to see the meaning of listening. Listening means the ability to receive messages. Amen? The ability to receive a language. The ability to receive sound. We all know that, like, we are living in a culture, different culture in the church, right? We have different culture. We all have different native languages, right? Me, I have my own. Everybody is like, they have their own. So if I start talking my own native language, are you going to be able to understand? No, because it's foreign for you. But if you come in my presence and then you sit down and you ask me, Daphne, teach me this language, within 1 year, do you believe that you will be able to speak this language? It is the same way for God. The more you come to him, right, you come in his presence, he will give you access to listen to his language. But it comes by hearing his word. The more you hear my native language, I guarantee you after 1 year, you will start speaking. When I came here in America, I couldn't speak English. But I had to sit down. I had to go to school, right, to learn from other people, to learn from TV, to learn from books, right, to know how to speak good English. And I'm still speaking because it's not my native language, right? Isn't it my native language? No, but I have to speak it. So it is the same way for the language of God. If you don't sit down in the feet of the Lord, you will be at church. You will come to church every Sunday, but you don't know anything about the Word of God. It requires focus. It requires attention. Amen? So, but as we are proceeding, we know that there is two words. They have the spiritual words and the physical words. Do you agree with that? Spiritual words and physical words. The Bible says that what is seen was made from the unseen. So meaning the supernatural controls the natural. Amen? Everything that is happening right now has already happened in the spiritual world. So therefore, those two words, they have different languages. They don't speak the same languages. The spirit word of God speak life, and the spirit word of death, which is the kingdom of darkness, and the physical word, they don't speak life, they speak death. Amen? It won't be, even you, if you open the television today, you won't see they are talking about Jesus. You won't see that. You have to come to church. You have to open your Bible. You have to come to fellowship together to listen, to know about Jesus Christ. Because we are fighting in two worlds. And both two worlds, they are against one soul, our soul. Amen? But thank God and thank God for his mercy, we have a divine presence in us. The spiritual world of darkness cannot touch us unless we don't know that. Amen? If you don't know that, forget about it. He will oppress you. But if you give him power, amen? So, Hebrews 11 verse 3 says, by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for the intended purpose by the word of God, so that what we see wasn't made of things which are visible. Amen? So, as Christians, now we have received divine presence. Information are coming in those two words to us. Amen? Some are useful, some are destructive. It's up to us to know what to pick and to know what to reject. Amen? Some are useful and some are destructive. And Jesus says that, stop, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18, stop deceiving yourself. If you think you are wise by this world standard, you need to become a fool to be truly wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. As the Christian says, He traps the wise in the snare of their uncleverness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise. He knows they are worthless. Amen? The world has its own language. But my question is this morning, which language are we speaking? Amen? Which language are we speaking? Because the words seen there are what? Power, fame, right? Be on top. That's why they teach us. Go get it, right? And forget about Jesus and forget about the gospel. Forget about the power of God. That's what the word teach us. That's why there's so many problems, so many issues between human beings. Why? Because they are seeking for one thing. They are seeking for fame. They are seeking for power. Amen? So, but what I want to say today is the word does not define us. Jesus defined us. Amen? Jesus defined our life with eternal values. What the world can offer is temporary, but what Jesus offers is eternal. I'm not saying don't go to be a doctor. Of course, we have the power in us to be whatever we want in this life. But none of it can bring us into the presence of God. None of us can bless us when sickness shows up. Amen? We understand. Don't wait until sickness shows up to understand the mighty power that God has deposited in us. Sometimes is it when trouble shows up that we understand why, who we have been serving. Amen? In 1 John 2:16, the Bible says, "For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, come not from the Father, but from the world." Amen? From the world. Yes, I believe that all of us, God has called us in this life for a purpose. Not only for physical purpose, but spiritual purpose also. Amen? While you are a doctor, while you are a nurse, that you are serving where you are serving, you can use your skill to glorify God. Amen? You can use your skill, you can use your head to glorify God through your profession. You are not seeking only for money, but you are seeking to help people through my profession, through everything that I'm doing for the glory of God. Does it make sense? I believe God did not create us only on this earth just to make money and go home. No. God created us for each one of us for specific purpose. Thank you. Amen? God never took his time to create something just for the sake of creating it. Everything has a purpose. Even the trees that we see, right? They have a purpose. To do what? To give us oxygen. Amen? So, what makes you think that God didn't create you for a purpose? God did not create us only to come to church and to listen to the word and go home, and then next Sunday we come back. God created us for more than that. God created us so we can glorify his name, so we can love him, and so we can show him to other people. Amen? But it requires commitment. It requires faithfulness. It requires the knowledge, the understanding that I have someone in me, and to listen to the word, to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Isaiah 43, verse 7, "Bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for what? For my glory. And it was I who created them." It was what? I who created them. So if we want to develop a true relationship with God, if you are seeking to know God more every day of your life, start by listening to his voice. Amen? I'm not saying for somebody who wants to come to church, take and go. If it's only your purpose, you don't need to go to do that. But I know by God's grace, he will push you to understand that you are not a waste. God created you for a purpose. Amen? God created you for more. So, to develop this relationship, we need to sit down and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen? It will be impossible to understand why God has created you, because it won't make sense for you. All you want to do is worship, sing, and go home. That's it. And take care of everything during the week. No. So, in Galatians 5, verse 16, the Bible says, "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Amen? Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the flesh, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if you do not walk in the Spirit, how can you be able to not respond to the work of the flesh? Because the Bible says, without Christ, we can do what? Nothing. Only Jesus can help us, right? To walk in the Spirit. And Jesus says, "The sheep that are my own hear my voice and listen to me. I know them and they follow me. And I give them eternal life. And they will never ever perish. No one will ever snatch them out of my hand. They know my voice. They listen to me and they follow me." Amen? So, he help us to prevent a lot of troubles in our life when we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says, we are not fighting against blood and flesh, but we are fighting against what? Evil spirit. Evil spirit. Even in your family, you are not fighting against them, but you are fighting against evil spirit. So the Lord can reveal to you ahead of time, right? Ahead of time, what can happen in your family. But if you do not listen, if you do not develop your ears of listening to the Holy Spirit, how can you be able to walk? How can you be able to know what's going to happen in the future? Do you know, I knew that I have to come today to preach. The Lord already revealed it to me. I knew in my spirit that the Lord said to me, you will be the one preaching. I didn't know it was like today, but I knew. Why? Because there is a divine connection. There is a talking. There is a voice. It's not the voice of the word, but it's the voice of God. Amen? So this voice is in you also. It's not only in me, but it's in you. Why? Because we have received it. The Lord says you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Have you received it? Yes. What do you do with it? Walk with it. Walk with it. And it will show you things. It will show you things that didn't make sense to us. It will develop a spiritual relationship with God. Amen? Jesus says, John 14, verse 16 to 18, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor, helper, intercessor, strengthener, standby, that he may remain with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it doesn't see him or know and recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you. Amen? He will be in you, and I will not leave you as orphan. I will come back to you. Amen? We are not orphan. We are not alone. We have a spirit in us. Let us use it. Let us continue to use it as we are coming to church, listening to the word of God. Amen? So, how to develop the ability to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit? Listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit is an ability that I believe each one of us has, but it requires to be developed. To develop it, the Lord says in Jeremiah 29, verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Amen? You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So, to develop any relationship, it requires the heart. Because no relationship cannot be developed without love, without desires, without passion, right? Without friendship. Any relationship needs those attributes to be developed. But if you, the only thing that you need is just hear the word of God to know that I'm safe and make heaven, this relationship can never be developed in your life. Amen? So, having a relationship with God is different than being religious. You can be religious, but you don't have a relationship with God. Amen? You can come to church, being in all the activities in church, and you don't know God at all. Having a relationship with God is like a friendly relationship. I can talk to you whenever I want to. I don't have to have a specific time. Whenever I want, I can call you. That's it, right? A relationship with God is a friendly relationship. We talk. You are part of everything that I'm doing. Do you know you can even invite God when you are going to the mall to pick one dress for you? Because he is my friend. Amen? What I'm sharing with you is what I've been doing. I said, Lord, among all those dresses, you will pick the best for me because I love dresses. Amen? So God is with us everywhere we go. So I can speak with him everywhere I want to and anytime I want to. Amen? So that's how you develop relationship with God. I will finish to preach this gospel in the mighty name of Jesus. So, I want to give you another example. Before I got married with my husband, right, we had to develop a type of relationship because I couldn't just say yes to him without knowing him. Amen? It is the same for every couple, or even like those who are getting married. They have to know each other. They have to know a type of the person you are first before I say yes to you. But the relationship didn't start there. Since I got married and then that said, no, we become more intimate. Amen? Intimacy is developing through our marriage. That's why the relationship with God is like, God says it's a covenant between you and I. So it's like developing. If it's not developing, something is wrong. Amen? Something is wrong. We need to check what's going on. Either there is no commitment, either there is no listening, either there is no communication. Something is missing. Amen? Because any relationship needs those type of intimacy. Can you imagine two people living together and then they never speak to each other? This thing is wrong. So, I said like, you will seek me and fight me when you seek me with all your heart. So what is the heart? What is the heart that Jesus is talking about? Jesus is talking about the mind. It's not the heart of the flesh. The flesh is okay. Jesus is talking about the mind of man. This is where your soul, right, lies, your emotion, your will, and your mind. That is the heart. The heart is what? The mind, the will, and the emotion. Without those three, you cannot find Jesus. They have to be under the will of God to be able to find it. Your mind has to be connected to the language of God to be able to find it. Amen? So, the first way that we can develop the ability to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit is through our mind. It's not the only way, there is other ways, but the first way that the Lord ministered to me is through our spirit. Amen? Through our spirit. Our spirit that is in us speak to the spirit, to our own spirit, and then it speak it to our mind, and our mind speak to our body. Amen? So whatever you are listening to goes to your mind. If you are listening from the word, you will take languages from the word, and then you will speak it. Amen? And what are the languages of the world? Hate, violence, stuff like that. But when you are listening from the Spirit of God, He is feeding you with the Word of God, you will be able to speak the language of God. Amen? It doesn't come in one day, but as we are coming, as we are fellowshipping, as we are having a true relationship with the Word, with the Lord, He will develop. Amen? So our mind is the only thing that the devil can attack. Amen? The mind is the only thing the devil can attack if we give him access. Because the mind of man attached to his heart. Amen? When your mind is under control of divine power, the devil can play with it. Amen? The devil can have access to it. But unless you know who and whom you believe, amen? Unless you know that you have a divine presence in you, like Paul, it is no longer I who live, but Christ living in me. So therefore, you are under my feet. When sickness shows up, what do you say? Lord, by your stripes, I am healed. You repeat it. That's why I have been feeding my mind. You repeat it. Until the devil flee. The Bible says, resist the devil. Resist him, because he knows that he lost power already. He doesn't have any power unless we give it to him. Amen? So what you have been feeding your mind, it's really important. It's really, really important. I realized from the past 2 years that the Lord has called me. The mind is really important. defeat, victory, everything comes, starts in the mind. Amen? Everything starts in the mind. And then, since you know who you are, you will walk through the Spirit of God. Amen? Does it make sense? We thank God. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Amen? As a man think, so he is. So what have you been thinking? What are you thinking? When you wake up every morning, what are you thinking? Amen? And so if we refuse to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, you know what happened? The devil will attack us. And then life circumstances can teach us. We don't want to go there. Because Jesus comes so we can have life. Life in abundance. Amen? Jesus didn't come to destroy us, but to save us. I have a son. I don't want to see him suffer. Right? I want to see good for him. So it is the same for Jesus. He came to give us life, and life abundantly. So, but if you refuse to listen to his voice, if you refuse, if you put the word aside, you are already in the devil's den. Amen? So, but to walk in that freedom, because the Bible says, whom the Lord has set free, they are free what? Indeed. So if you are free indeed, let us walk in that freedom. Amen? Let us continue to walk in that freedom. Don't expect God to talk to us loudly. The little voice that you have been listening inside of you is the voice of the Holy Spirit. And the only way to identify it is to align it with the Word of God. Amen? Align it. Lord, the Lord will never tell you to do something that is contrary to his word. Right? He will tell you to love. He will tell you to seek peace. He will tell you that you are righteous. He will tell you things that are like comparative with his word. Amen? So, but when the Lord reveals something to us, be faithful to it. Be faithful. If we are faithful in the little things, we will be faithful. If we are not faithful in the little things, how can we be faithful in the bigger ones? Amen? So God is expecting us to be faithful so he can continue to speak to us, so he can continue to reveal to us who he is in Christ Jesus. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. Amen? The secret things belong to the Lord our God. But the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the word of his word. To who belongs the secret of the word? To us. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belongs to us and to our children forever. Amen? So, as we are approaching the second month, we are already in the second month of 2019. Forget about 2018. Let us rise up. Let us rise up and continue to listen to the voice of the Spirit. I believe that God has a lot for us this year. I believe God is preparing us to receive a lot, but we have to be ready. Be ready. I am ready. I don't know if you are ready. Be ready, be ready, be ready to receive from the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. The Lord says in Lamentations 3:22, verse 20-23, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercy never ceases. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Amen? I believe this morning God is doing also something new. He is already doing something new in our heart to respond to the little voice, the sweet voice of the Holy Spirit in us. Do you believe it? Amen. And the second way that we can listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, it is through his word. Amen? Through his word. Actually, this is the first way that the Lord can speak to us. Through his word. Amen? The Bible says that in Hebrews 4, 20, verse 12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to divine soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thought and attitude of the heart. Amen? The word of God is the language of God. Remember I said we are living in two worlds, the spiritual world of God and the spiritual world of darkness. But for God to be able to speak to us is through his word. It's the word that God can use. Amen? The word of God is what? The language that God can speak to us. So, confidently, when God speaks, you will know, right? And you will be able to identify his voice clearly against your voice, against the voice of the devil. Amen? When God speaks to us, like this morning, God is saying to you and I, listen to my voice, because I have a lot for you. Listen to my spirit. You have been with him. Follow my step, because I have a plan for you. Amen? Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, I know the plan that I have for you. Plan to prosper you, but to not destroy you. So when you receive a word like that, it gives you boldness to wake up in the morning to say, Lord, this is the day you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? But without this language, how can you be able to overcome circumstances of this life that will oppress you? Amen? Because everybody is fighting for one thing. Go up. But thank God for his mercies. When we woke up in the morning, we have boldness. But if we wake up in the morning, we forget to say it, the devil already take everything for us already. Amen? Jesus says that, now I say to you that you are Peter, which means works. And upon this rock, I will do what? I will build my church. And all the power of hell will not conquer it, and will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Jesus can build our life upon his rock. And who is the rock? Jesus. The Bible says, Peter, which means walk, upon this walk I will build my church, and all the power of hell will not conquer it, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Upon this walk, upon the word of God, Jesus is building our life. Amen? Jesus is building our future. Jesus is building every single day of our life. No one can snatch us in the hand of Jesus Christ. But the word needs to be placed in our mind, in our heart. Seek him daily, faithfully, and the Lord will show up in everything that we are doing. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4, and all of them drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual walk which followed them, and the walk was Christ. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4, the Bible says, and all of them drank the same spiritual drink. This morning we are drinking the same spiritual drink. Amen? We are drinking the same spiritual drink, which is the word of God. It makes us bold. It makes us can wake up the next morning to know, Lord, I know my Redeemer living. Amen? So, and the walk was Christ. So when God comes and then he is speaking to us like that, let us be humble to listen. Amen? Let us bow our head, our spirit to say, Lord, I receive you. I receive your word and I will live by it. Be committed to it. Amen? Be committed to it. If you come once, he will come, and you come a second time and you are faithful, he will give you more. He will reveal more to you. Amen? Jesus said, the Bible said in 2 Chronicles verse 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive the sin, and I will heal the land. Jesus has given us spiritual gifts, right? He has given us spiritual authorities to feed us. They are not here only like to like entertain us, like Daddy said, but to help us, right, to know Christ. So as we are coming, as we are here, we have to pray for them and we have to listen to them because God is using them for the benefit of the church. Amen? It is for our own benefit to listen to them, to humble ourselves. Amen? To humble ourselves and to listen to their voices because they are not speaking on their own, but they are speaking from what they hear and then they transmit it to us. Amen? So, listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit is really important. It's really crucial. If this year, if there's one thing that we want, and we are sure that we want to develop, without listening, you won't be able to happen in your life. Amen? But if we bow our spirit, if we bow our head, and respond to the Holy Ghost, and respond to the voice of God, things will be different. I believe things will be different. People will be transformed. Healing will take place. Amen? Because sometimes our healing is in our hand, but we don't know it. Because we reject it. We don't know that. But today, as the Holy Spirit has used me to tell you, we are more than a conqueror. Amen? We are more than overcomers. We will continue to fight this battle. Amen? We will continue to live and walk with the Holy Spirit. Amen? So, since like you have been listening a lot to, this year is all about the Holy Spirit, the teaching about the Holy Spirit. My teaching is not like that big teaching, that long, but I come to let you know that you and I, we need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Do you receive something tonight? We thank God. Let us bow our head and worship God.